With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hurricane Milton now a Category 2 hurricane with 105-mile-an-hour winds. This after making landfall south of Tampa around 8:30 last night. It's a Category 3. Over 2 million customers are without power right now. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says thousands of linemen are standing by and will get to work after the storm moves through. Former President Trump makes a campaign appearance in Joe Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Trump said his rally at Madison Square Garden will follow another he held last month on Long Island.
We could have filled up the Nassau Coliseum three times. It was incredible. We left there a few weeks ago. It was incredible. So we're doing Madison Square. We're going to go to the arena in Atlanta, if we can get it. We're going to go to the arena in New Jersey, if we can get it. You have to get it.
Also at SRNnews.com, investigators say that air traffic controllers cleared one plane to take off after telling pilots of another plane to cross the same runway in Nashville last month. Pilots of an Alaska Airlines jet aborted their takeoff, braking so hard the tires on the plane deflated. The National Transportation Safety Board released a timeline of the incident Wednesday as part of a brief preliminary report. They say they are continuing to investigate. U.S. Department of Justice considering asking a federal judge to force Google to sell parts of its business.
In a court filing, federal prosecutors also said the judge could ask the court to open the underlying data Google uses to power its ubiquitous search engine and artificial intelligence products to competitors. A federal judge ruled in August that Google's search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition and stifle innovation. Google plans to appeal, but must wait until the remedies are decided.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. Another bad report on anti-Semitism in the U.S.
According to a poll released by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, 61% of Jews in this country have experienced some form of hatred since the Hamas attack on Israel 1 year ago. About 40% of those surveyed who are college students or have children who attend college say they sometimes feel unsafe on campus. A growing number of American Jews also say they avoid wearing clothing or jewelry that identifies them as being Jewish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals defaced an Italian mural depicting a survivor of last year's October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The Anti-Semitism Observatory in Milan said the incident's an example of rising anti-Semitism in Italy. Researchers say the number of anti-Semitic incidents has risen to about 90 a week in the last year from about 30 a week before. That rise accompanies the flood of Muslim immigrants into Europe. This is SRN News. 96-year-old Ethel Kennedy is hospitalized.
Her family did not identify the hospital or where she suffered the stroke, but they said it happened Thursday morning in her sleep. She was with her husband Robert in 1968 when he was shot and killed at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, just after winning the Democratic presidential primary in California. Her brother-in-law, President Kennedy, had been assassinated in Dallas less than 5 years earlier. Ethel is the last remaining member of the extended Kennedy family generation that included President Kennedy. Her family says she's getting the best care possible in the hospital, resting comfortably, and is surrounded by family. I'm Rita Foley.
Marriott International reaches a $52 million settlement with 49 states and D.C. over a massive four-year-long data breach. The hack targeted Marriott's Starwood system database. More details at srnnews.com.